Morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee with Casey. My name is Casey Sampson. And every week we take a look at market strategies and market conditions. So the big question is the market getting soft? You know, are we starting to see people slow down? And I will be honest with you, there's a reason for this. So we've enjoyed prices running up, right? We had a home just settle for $1 million that 4 years ago was worth $495,000. So if you bought that home 4 years ago for $695,000 at 2.5% interest rate, your mortgage payment was $3,095. If you bought that today for $1 million at today's interest rates, it's $6,595, right? So it's more than doubled in the last 4 years, right? Now we know your income has not doubled. So what happens is, it's called the affordability index, right? So the affordability index means the average income, what percentage of that group can afford the average house. So in times when interest rates are low and prices are relatively low, then the affordability index can really get up to 140%, right? 140, 142, 143. At that point, you know prices are undervalued because more people can buy them, right? So at this point, that's where we started. But then we started to fall because prices went up, interest rates went up at the same time, and we find ourselves where only 70% of the people can afford the average home. Not 140, but 70. So again, when you talk about a $3,100 payment 4 years ago, now the same house costs $6,500. That cuts back on your market. Now, because there's been no inventory, prices have had that run-up. So the question is, what wins? Higher interest rates, which has downward pressure on pricing, or low inventory, which has upward pressure on pricing? And the answer is, no inventory wins hands down, right? So we have not had inventory. Sellers have enjoyed a heyday. We just settled on a home that probably, if we had plenty of inventory, would have been in the $1.8 million range, sold for 2.27. Get your arms around that, 2.27. It sold about $500,000 heavy, over, because there was no inventory. Now, here's the major mistake. In Fairfax County right now, if you look at homes that are over $1 million, only 33% of those homes are under contract. So when we talk about, is the market slowing? Yeah, only 33%. Now, under 40% is a buyer's market. That means buyers have control of the market. So over $1 million, the buyers have control of the market. Let's call it the luxury home market. Buyers have control of the market. And here's why. Agent calls up Billy, to say, Billy, I'm putting on a house similar to the one you just sold on Watervale. What did you get for that house? We listed it for $2 million. What did you get for that house? $2.27 million, we said. Fine, I'm going to put on for $2.2 million. Now, had we put on that house at $2.2 million, we wouldn't even got $2.1. We'd be lucky to get $2 million. And the reason is because there's a buyer pool. And when a realtor or a seller violates the rules of the buyer pool, in other words, goes above the buyer pool, it is like fishing off the pier and the water being 30 feet below you, but your line only goes down 20 feet. Think about that. Your bait never hit the water. It never got to the buyer pool. It never got where the fish are. So you're not going to catch anything if your line is 20 feet down, but the water is 30 feet down. You've got to know where the buyer pool is. So, you know, agents have said, well, it's easy for you. All you do is underprice the house. No, we don't. We test a buyer pool. If no one's there, we go to the next lower buyer pool to see if anybody's there. Now, what has that done? That means that in Vienna, Oakton, let's say, we've done $18 million, and the next closest person to us has done $5 million, and then everybody else has done about $2 million. So you can have sour grapes and go, well, you guys are just, no, that's not true. We know what the value is. We test one value, then we put it at an, at if it tests fine, let's go. Let's take Waterville. We put it on at 2 million. We like that number. We think it's going to sell for $2.1 million. Ain't no doubt about it. It's going for $2.1 million. Why didn't you put it under? Why didn't you put it at 2.1? Because the buyer pool is three times bigger under 2 million than it is over 2 million. And if it's worth 2.1, we can get there from 2 million. But I think it could go 2.15, 2.2. It went 227. 227. We created such a fervor for that house, such a battle for that house. Somebody came in from DC and had to have the house. And when they do, that's when the magic happens. When does the magic happen? The magic happens in the first 96 hours. That's where people, you may have one contract and they'll bid up $100,000 or $150,000 over list price. One contract. That's when the magic happens. The magic happens in the first 96. Now, let's talk about the market. We're getting 4, 5, 8 contracts. They're bidding the price up 100, 150, 200. Then all of a sudden, music slows down, right? So now we're getting a lot of people may be interested. You start to feel the sluggishness of the market. Now, is that spring break? Is it everybody out of town and let's focus on the kids and let's all go to the beach? We're in an affluent town. When I grew up here in Vienna, nobody went anywhere for spring break. Nobody. My kids come here in Vienna. They're going to the schools. All of a sudden, where is everybody on spring break? They're all somewhere. They're going on vacation. And we never went on vacation when we were young. But now everybody goes on vacation. They take spring break as a, let's go to Disney World. Let's go to a beach. Let's go somewhere. Let's get the heck out of here. So things slow down a little bit. Now, question is it slowing down because the affordability index is so low? Or is it slowing down because they're all at the beach and they'll be back here any day? We'll see. We'll see. We put homes on the market last weekend. I would say that we had moderate, you know, not overwhelming, traffic, but good traffic. And, you know, contracts, everything sold, everything's still selling over list price. So it's not like we're panicking. Now, remember, everything is selling on our book. 33% of the homes over $1 million are under contract. All ours are over $1 million. So 33% of these homes are under contract, which is what? That's a buyer's market. So we're currently in a buyer's market and yet have all the confidence in the world when we list a house, we're going under contract. None of this contingencies with home inspections or any of that. None of that. No home inspection, no financing, no appraisal, none of that crap. We're not doing it. So we still have the confidence to go out in the market, sell the house, get it done in the first 96, make the magic happen, go over list price. Is it a battle royale? Maybe not. Maybe for us, even for us, it's slowing down a little bit. So I would just say the answer is this week, yes. Next week, we're launching 3 more houses, and I'll let you know. We'll let you know every week. That's why I do Coffee with Casey. Markets move. Inventory moves. Percentage of homes under contract moves. Right this second, I can tell you clearly that if it's over $1 million in Fairfax County, Loudoun County, Prince William County, it is in a buyer's market. So when an agent sees us sell a house, goes under contract, says, what did you get? And I have no problem telling him, I got 2.27 million. Fine, we're running out of 2 million. Oh, 2.2 million, fine. That house is now in its 30th day. It's not selling. It's not going to sell. They're going to have to do what's called the death spiral, where they start pricing it down. But that's okay. I mean, the agent that I know that put it on, you know, 50-60% of the homes withdraw and sold. It's just, it is operator error, folks. Now, let me tell you something. Not all realtors are the same. Not all philosophies are the same. You need to talk to a few of them. You need to get a track record out of that agent. You need to find out, if you put a house on, what are the chances it's going to sell? How fast it's going to sell? What percentage of assessment? And do you have any contingencies? That's just the way it is. Now, I want to talk for a second, really, and I've only got a few more minutes. I want to talk about a medium-sized team. Now, you basically have three choices when you're selling a house. You can use an individual agent, you can use a medium-sized team, or you can use a large team, okay? Briefly, an individual, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. First of all, if you're good at what you do, more people are going to want to use you. If more people want to use you, you become overwhelmed, and you become overwhelmed real quickly. So I couldn't take it. I teamed up with Kelly and Morgan and everybody and Billy. And so when I get one, I price it, I oversee it, I make sure it's staged correctly. We set it on the path. Morgan is on it, Colby's on it, Billy's on it, Pam's on it. So somebody's going to make sure that everything goes according to plan. And it's wonderful. We're not overbooked. We're not overtaxed. I get bored. I get to take naps. And if anybody needs me, I'm sitting there waiting for it. That's a medium team. So an individual can only handle so much, right? They say, oh, personal service. Yeah, personal service, really. I mean, Lillian, at one time, she had $50 million worth of unsold real estate, active real estate. How do you service all those people? I can't. I couldn't. So individual realtors can become overwhelmed, and they don't make enough to get the staff in they need to do the marketing that we need to do, right? So the medium team solves that by having professional top producing agents team up with me, the team leader, and execute the plan. Now, what that also does on a medium-sized team is it affords you the real back office professionals. Julie, rock star. Don't tell her I said that. Julie's rock star because she does all of our marketing. And she's great. And we take our houses and we use artificial intelligence and we target buyers that are looking in other neighborhoods or other more expensive towns. And boom, we're selling. The reason we're getting these big numbers is because we sell a lot of houses, people from Arlington and DC coming in from the West Coast. Well, how did they find out about us? We send it out, we hook them in, and they write big contracts. So medium teams can afford a back office. It's not going to screw things up. Everybody's been with us for at least 7-8 years. So it's a machine, right? A medium team is a machine. Now, when you get into a very large team, I'm the number one team in this, I'm the number one team in that. Yeah, the problem and the reason why I won't do that, and I don't want to do that, and I don't recommend, well, for some people, it's fine. The principle is recruiting agents, managing managers. I mean, the rentals team has a 42-person staff, 42 people. I'm not managing 42 people. That's before the agents. I don't want to manage people. I'm a deal-centric person. I want to be in on every deal. When contracts get negotiated, I want to be in on it. When we got buyers and they have a problem or they have an objection, I want to be the one to solve that, right? And even though I've got top producers that are more than capable of dealing with things without me, I mean, get my big fat hands in on it, I want to be involved. I'm a deal maker. I like making deals. So if I had 50 agents, I'm dealing with managers, I'm running an office, I'm not involved in any deals. I'm not involved in any transactions, which is not something I would ever do. I need to be involved in the deal. So for those of you that are listening to this on a podcast, Julie has a slide right now that's showing that a medium team focuses on selling the house, being the greatest team you possibly can at selling a house, best pricing, best practices, you know, predictive analysis, the best marketing, the best of everything, the best contracts. And we're all learning at a very high level. Johnny G, Pharisee Ways, all the, you know, Pat and and Pam and Billy and Kelly and Morgan and Colby. I mean, they're all just, we're all learning at such a high, high level. And it's all around the listing itself. Now, this is for the real estate agents out there. Most of your training is about how to brand yourself, sell your company, validate the fact that you want 6% when you list a house, and how do you get more leads? 90% of all, I can't even go to seminars. All they're talking about, this is your lead source. Get them from Zillow, get them from realtor.com. Do this, do that, get them from HomeLight. Let me give you the model. Model that works. If I go out and get hit by a bus, this is the model that works. Be the best person you possibly can at selling a house. Know everything there is to know about selling that house. Make sure it sells within the first 96 hours. Make sure your contract skills are so good you can get the home to bid up and bid that house to a high number that impresses the whole neighborhood. Then tell the whole neighborhood. Tell them what you did. You'll never go hungry. You'll always be popular. People will always want to come to you. I don't buy anything from Zillow or realtor.com. I don't buy leads. I don't want leads. I don't want anything to do with it, right? Be the best you can possibly be at something, either selling houses, being a selling agent, or listing homes, be a great listing agent. And if you're young, work with a medium team, experienced agent that can teach you how to do that. We can't do that because we can't train newer agents on how to do it. Ours are more, let's just say a college level. So you got to go through all the other education and then we can teach you from there. But as far as I'm concerned, it is the medium-sized teams that are the best. They can afford the top technology. They can afford the top support. They have top producers everywhere. There's no training. And then you want to focus on what exactly are you doing to price this house? And I don't want to know the what. I want to know the how. So when I mean that, it's like, don't tell me my house is worth $1.2 million. Tell me, how did you get at that $1.2 million? And of the last 48 sellers you sat down and promised them something, how did you do? How many sold? How fast did they sell? Did they sell over list price? Did they have contingencies? All of this is a record. We have all this a record in the MLS. Push a button. Give me their name. Push a button. That's their report. Look at their report. Now we're going to go through a period. If it starts slowing down, you're going to go through a period of sustained homes sitting on the market and then expiring and withdrawing. That expiring withdrawal rate is going to go over 50%. Half the homes are going to withdraw unsold. So whether you find a good agent or a good team, and let me just say another thing. Let's say you have parents in Minnesota. I don't care where they are. Kids, parents, whatever. As a Wall Street Journal number one team in Virginia, we're hooked into a network of number one teams around the country. So if you're in Naples, Florida, you say, I need a good team in Naples, Florida, then work with the number one medium team in Naples, Florida. We can refer them. We can find them. We find them just like this. I'll call them. I'll make sure they have the same philosophy we have and make sure they have the same track record. But we will screen them and then send them to your parents and then or your friends or your family or whatever you're going to do. Business associates. If you're leaving this area and you're going to Spokane, Washington, then let us know. There's a number one team, medium team in Spokane, Washington, and we'll find them and I'll interview them. We'll interview them and we'll make sure that we get you locked in. So how's the market doing? Slowing down a little bit. We'll see. Maybe it's spring break. We'll see. Everything's still selling. Yep. Everything's still selling for everybody. Nope. 33% of the homes are sold or under contract. The rest are sitting on the market, either have contingencies or are active, waiting for buyers. So it is a buyer market over $1 million. It is a 50-50 market under. There are opportunities for buyers. As far as the affordability index is concerned, wouldn't be too concerned. As soon as interest rates start coming back down, the affordability index will go back up. Are homes overpriced? The answer is yes. Homes are overpriced. They're overpriced 10% in some areas, 14% in other areas. If the market starts to collapse, how far could it go? About 10%. The value line is about 10% higher than our prices right now. So nothing to worry about. If you're buying a home, you're buying it for the long term. Could it go down a little bit? Yeah, sure. But in the long run, it's going to go up. It's going to follow inflation. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. And what do I think about the interest rates? I'll tell you exactly what I said before. The interest rates are only as good as the next inflation report. Inflation happened today. Ooh, all hell broke loose. 3.5%. You know, you can say all you want that inflation's coming down and everything is great and Biden economics and all that stuff. All I know is I went to Anita's the other night. It cost me, for pickup, cost me $59 to go to Anita's. $59 to pick up food at Anita's. That's nuts. Wherever we go, it's nuts. You know, grocery store prices are up 20%. So I don't want to hear this. I always tell you, watch the gas prices, watch the oil fields. Are we pumping gas? As the cost of fuel goes up, the cost of everything goes up. Everybody get used to 7% for a while. It's not going anywhere. We'll see what happens in the future. My name is Casey Sampson. You've been listening to Coffee with Casey, where we give you market strategies, market updates. Stay with medium teams no matter where you go. That's the winning recipe. And always, always, always authenticate the realtor you're dealing with. 60% have homes just sitting around on the market. Make sure you have one of the top realtors that you're working with. My name is Casey Sampson. It's Coffee with Casey. You can reach me at 703-508-2535 or reach me at Casey@CaseySampson.com. Bye now.